Hi guys, and welcome to the Lioness Podcast. We are your hosts. I am Leanne.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steph.
And today we'll just be introducing ourselves to you. So we are a bit nervous, we'll be honest, but we thought our first episode would be a great time for us to all get together with you and let you know us a bit better too.
So we're going to introduce ourselves and a bit about us. So how old are we all?
Okay, well, I'm Leanne and I am 31. I just turned 31 a couple of weeks ago, so.
Woo! And I'm Steph and I just turned 26 yesterday.
Baby.
And I'm Kelly and I will be 34 on Sunday in a week's time.
And if you notice, all of our birthdays were fairly recently and we are all Leos, hence the name Lioness. Yay! You're welcome.
So, your place of birth?
So, me and Kelly are sisters, so we'll put that out there now so that you know, and our bestie here, Steph. Me and Kelly were both born in London, South London, to be precise.
Yep. Steph, where were you born?
I was born right where we are now in a tiny town called Petersfield in Hampshire.
Ooh, and that's where we all live now.
Yeah.
All here in the heart of the South Downs. If you know anything about national parks, it's one of the best national parks here in the south of England. So
it's beautiful.
We are blessed. Blessed indeed.
So how did we meet?
We actually met here at our restaurant. So me and Kelly opened a vegan restaurant about 2.5 years ago here in Petersfield. And Stephanie was one of the first people we hired.
She was the first person we hired.
Oh, actually. She was.
Yeah. The very first. Yeah.
You were. It was a yes after the first meeting.
Yay.
And you literally just left last week.
Or
days ago.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago.
She handed in her notice for the restaurant, but it's only because she's moving on to bigger and better things.
Including
the start of this podcast.
Yeah, the Lioness Podcast is one of those bigger, better things.
So I'm not really gone.
So as you can tell, we're all still good friends and we don't take any offence to you leaving us.
I'm not going to lie, I was terrified
that
they're going to hate me.
Of course not. We want the best for you, Steph, you know that. So, our current work, me and Leanne, we still work in our restaurant in Petersfield, and Steph actually got a new job recently.
Yeah, I'm looking after an Airbnb at the moment. So if anyone wants to come and check out the South Downs, I have accommodation for you. It's very nice.
Beautiful. Definitely get entirely recommended.
Cool. So, more facts about us. Our likes and dislikes, pets, star signs, hobbies. Where do you want to start?
Okay, so like this podcast, we will be focusing a lot on our awakening, so we can go a bit more into that. It was probably veganism that really set me and Kelly on this path. I believe similar story with you, Steph, sort of it started opening you up a bit more.
Yeah, I would say so. It really, really transformed you.
Yeah, there's some chemical change that definitely happens in your body when you cut out animal products.
Sure.
It definitely brings a lot more space for light. And
I think at this point we should say what this podcast is going to be about, the things we're going to be talking about.
Great idea, Kelly.
Because we're going headfirst into spirituality here, and that is going to be one of the main subjects of this podcast.
Yes.
The one thing we can't shut up about.
So to avoid any confusion, it's going to be mainly based on our spiritual awakening, everything that we're learning, basically our journey, a spiritual journey.
Yeah, we are not claiming to be any kind of experts, but we have a lot of knowledge on many of these subjects, and we have been pretty much knee deep in this stuff for the last 3 years, so we're really in it right now and here ready to share our stories and our growth with the rest of you
and grow more and learn more.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And connect more with other like-minded people who have the same interests, and we can all sort of get together and go over these subjects in more depth.
It's definitely one of the reasons that we started this podcast, is to go further and dig deep deeper into this
subject. Definitely find that connection with others that are also interested in the same subjects.
So you touched on veganism. We're all vegan. We have a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
What's your favourite food?
Well, I would say it would be potatoes.
I don't know.
I work in a burger restaurant. That's definitely my second favourite vegan burgers, for sure. But I could not live my life without potatoes. So I couldn't mention that. What about you, Kelly?
Definitely. Now that you've said potatoes, I think I'm going to have to say mangoes.
I thought you were going to say potatoes, didn't you?
Another healthy one. Just whole foods, I guess. We'll go for whole foods. What's your favourite whole food, Steph?
I like melons.
Oh, really? I wasn't expecting melons
and mangoes.
All baked beans.
Any particular melon?
Honeydew.
And I will second your baked beans there. I couldn't imagine life without baked beans.
Essential facts to know about us. We love baked beans.
Do you remember that trip we took to Fort Park and there was that fortune teller machine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it printed off my ticket. It said, your favourite food is baked beans. Yeah. And I was like, well, at least it's vegan.
No, though. It's actually so good.
Well, it's there. It's the second favourite thing after melon.
Yes. Melon first.
Not together.
So, are baked beans a spiritual food?
Now that is a question.
Not sure. Anyway, let's get on to something else. How about pets?
We all
have pets.
We're all animal lovers, huge animal lovers.
What kind of pets do you have, Leanne?
Okay, well, I
you eat them?
I don't eat them.
Oh. What's
that
what you said?
No, I share two horses with you, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Gus and Barney, two Welsh Section D ponies.
Yeah.
Which we've had for over 10 years, so quite a while. We've always had horses. We don't ride our horse. They're rescues, so we save them from being ridden, basically. I also recently adopted a cat. So about 3 or 4 months ago, I adopted a cat called Sage, and he is the light of my life. I love him so much. He's an ex-street cat, so this is his first home. And really happy with that. My first cat on my own, I guess.
Well, you have family cats.
I had family cats, but that was great. And we also have a dog called Milo.
He is a Jack Russell cross.
He's
living with our mum at the moment, so a lot to deal with. Two horses, a cat, a dog, and a restaurant.
The dog is the family animal, so he gets split between all of us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and you also have Kelly, another animal at your home.
Yeah, my boyfriend has a Jack Russell cross as well. He lives with us part time.
And his name?
That would count. Louis.
Yeah.
Louis.
And Steph.
And I have a dog. I've got a Samoyed called Willow. If you don't know what a Samoyed is, look them up because they're
look it
so,
up.
They're so cute.
Look it up right now.
They're basically polar bear.
But she's the best thing in my life.
She really
is. My little partner in crime and an absolute queen. So
essential having animals in our lives.
Yeah, I think they really do help you stay connected to the present moment.
They really are spiritual messengers, right?
It's one thing I really noticed with Sage is I'm way more in the present moment with him. Mm-hmm. So I'll have these short moments of stroking him or cuddling him, and I'm really present with him, and I really feel that brings so much value to my life. So definitely feel like pets can help people on their spiritual journey, for sure.
I think so.
And you have a similar thing with the walks, right, Steph? You feel very connected when you're out on your dog walks. And
oh, 100%, yeah.
It definitely brings you back to the moment, doesn't it? And your dog really lives in the now. All animals do, really.
Yeah.
And then again, with the horses, Kelly, you know, we have to care for them. We have to clear the field of their muck. And this, again, keeps us really down to earth, keeps us present, working with the land, working with the animals, just having these things in our lives bring so much benefit. You know, people don't often think about these small things, but giving service to animals really brings a lot to your spiritual journey.
Yeah, if you're thinking about getting an animal, and I'd say do it.
Yeah.
It brings so much to your life. Make it happen. But don't get a dog if you're just going to leave it at home, obviously.
No.
But it's so worth it to make time for your animals.
Yeah, it's a commitment.
They become like your family, you know, and you just get so much from it.
Yeah, they help you grow so much as people. And I really highly recommend adopting over buying as
Yeah,
well.
Don't buy.
Yeah.
But also just because the love and the gratitude you can feel from helping an animal in that position is just immense.
Amazing. Okay. Should we go into some of our favourite stuff? Might make, you know, give suggestions for people and they can maybe give us some more suggestions and stuff we can watch in the future. So, and if it relates to spirituality is what we're getting into here, that's all the better. Or even if it doesn't, or it makes you feel a certain way. Our favourite films, does anyone have any favourites? I know, Leanne, that you really like magical
films. I love 90s films as well, I guess. With my age, it's just the nostalgia.
It is the nostalgia. I'm so the same.
Yeah. So I definitely would say my favourite all-time film would be Practical Magic or Hocus Pocus. So yeah. I do love a good witch film.
Witchy films with that 90s vibe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say, like, my interest in magic and witches, I would say it was the
and
witch.
TV shows as well. It's always, when we were younger, we just watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
I actually, not that long ago, bought the whole series of Sabrina the Teenage Witch on DVD.
You're not alone. Like, there's so many people our age, Kel.
That Sabrina's one of the greatest.
Don't let people make you think it's not okay to still watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
It's inspiring. It inspired me so much as a kid. Like, I literally wanted to be her. And it made me very interested in that whole idea of different realms. You know, they would have, like, that door to different realms and stuff. So it really opened up my mind. The laundry cupboard, I know. But it opened up your mind to that thought of different realms, different dimensions. And
like, you just wanted to live that magical
got the imagination rolling as a kid, which is, like, as you do begin to realize when you start to awaken and your spiritual abilities start coming to you, you realize your imagination plays a huge role in that, in your intuition, in your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
So strengthening your imagination as a kid and watching shows like that is so beneficial for the spiritual movement. So it's really good to have that out there for kids, for teenagers, because it really gets that imagination rolling.
Yeah.
What about you, Kel?
Yeah, I really love those kind of films as well. Also,
recently you watched The Dark Crystal and you really enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I love The Dark Crystal. Did you watch it?
I watched it as an adult and loved it, but as a kid.
I bought it on Amazon and then I realised I had it on DVD. Like, Mum must have given it to me.
Oh, that's strange.
Yeah, like a special.
And now it's on Netflix free.
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Typical. But Stephanie, you actually watched The Dark Crystal as a child, didn't you?
Yeah,
I think I might have watched it when I was a kid and, like, blocked it out or something.
Like, I remember enjoying it because it was kind of the same as Labyrinth. It was that vibe and the puppets and, you know, it was kind of trippy.
Yeah.
But you don't really understand the spiritual message, I think, until you're older and then you rewatch it and you think, wow, this was way ahead of its time.
It's mind-blowing.
It really is.
I mean, a lot of kids stuff is like that, or like for young people, you don't really realize the messages until you sort of watch it later and then realize. That's funny. What else, like YouTube channels as well, because we are of the generation that's not really watching as many films and TV shows. Like, honestly, I do mostly watch YouTube or I listen to podcasts and
same. Like, I,
that'd be probably another good thing to say, like our favorite podcasts that we do listen to, you know, that's what's really driven us to start this podcast.
Yeah, for sure. We could mention some of our favorite podcasts.
Like, so I don't even listen to that, to very many, not enough, to be honest. I'd like to, I need more, I always need more.
We can go in a little bit to the ones that we do like. So maybe Kelly or Steph, you want to say one of your favorite podcasts?
Yeah, we love, well, I know Leanne definitely listens to Mile Higher podcast.
Oh, yes. With Kendall, really Ray one. And Josh.
Yeah, they really get into some different topics that people don't really talk about much. It's
a lot of conspiracies, a lot of theories.
And spirituality and all kinds of stuff. I highly recommend that one.
Like, I'm pretty sure people must have heard of the Mile Higher podcast by now, but if you haven't, it's a great, great podcast for mind-opening subjects. So they're not so much on the spirituality side like us, but they're more on that conspiracy side. And aliens.
They talk about being woke and, like, the, you know, they're talking about politics and a lot of stuff that is more like waking up on the side of what's really going on.
Yeah,
you know, maybe not the spiritual side, but definitely
unexplained stuff, phenomena,
stuff that's going on. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Politics and crime and, yeah, as you say, weird phenomenons.
Yeah.
Is that how you say that?
Phenomena.
Phenomenon.
And
phenomenon.
One podcast that I've been really enjoying, which is a really small podcast that hasn't been long going, they're on their 18th episode, but it's the Speaking of Witch podcast.
Oh, yeah.
By Sammy and Skylar. It's just two best friends, really casual, kind of based around tarot. They're both tarot readers. I'm also a tarot reader myself, so I really do enjoy their podcast. It's very casual, and they talk about spirituality, but more just personal stuff, more their journey. And that's, if you're really into that sort of stuff, so definitely check them out. That's Speaking of Witch. And Steph, have you got a podcast you'd like to plug maybe for someone?
Well, one of my favorites is, I mean, if you're listening to this for spiritual reasons, you've probably heard of her. It's Sahara Rose and the Higher Self.
Yes.
Podcast.
We'll need to look that up.
She is
goals. Oh yeah, I know this one.
Yeah. I recently just started following her too.
The Higher Self podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have listened to a couple of those episodes as well.
I really enjoyed her podcast she did on the Akashic Records Ashley Wood, who is an Akashic Record reader, who also has her own podcast called Manifest This, which I have just begun to dive into, and it's very interesting. She does channels messages from the records every month, which are really interesting to tune into and a bit different. So yeah, that was something I discovered from Sahara. What other subjects does she sort of cover that you find really interesting?
She's kind of delved into everything, really. She does, or like her main focus is Ayurveda, which is sort of an Indian practice. And
right.
I've learned so much through her from that. So if that interests you in any way, check her out.
That interests me. I think I need to check that. I've not heard of Ayurveda.
Figuring out.
I need to listen to more of this.
The doshas, so you've got your Vata, Pitta, Kapha. We've had this discussion
yes,
before.
Yes, I remember.
Really Vata.
Yes.
But her Instagram is great for finding out things like that as well. And it's opened my eyes, and I'm going down that road a little bit more. I find it really interesting. So
yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out too. And you mentioned Instagram, which is another fantastic platform for finding spiritual inspiration, right? Some people have been writing some great captions and really using that platform as a place.
I think it's really a main place where information is being shared now.
Yeah.
Like news, you know, new ideas rather than just Facebook. It's not just an image platform.
No, it's all about
the
captions.
There's more substance now on Instagram, which I really like.
Definitely.
But another podcast I'd recommend also is Collective Evolution.
Oh, yes.
With Joe Martino from Collective Evolution. Really cool. Probably a bit more on the political side, but it's really on the waking up and collectively waking up. And, you know, they talk about so many interesting things.
Scientific as well. So they do go into quantum physics.
And they're very neutral. They don't stand on, they're not left or right. They don't stand on one side or the other. They're literally overseeing and looking at every single perspective and questioning literally everything, you know, that you think you've questioned, but they'll question it again.
Yeah.
And you'll realise, like, you know. Still.
Very Libra vibes with the balance.
Yeah, true. Although I think he's a Gemini, so yeah.
Oh, that's air, air very balanced.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I'd recommend that.
Yeah, and he also does have his own website as well, which has some great video content.
The whole website is just, there's so much there. Yeah, you can subscribe to the website and there's just never-ending content on there. It's like another platform. I think they're basically trying to create like a alternative news platform that's sort of, not as restrictive as Facebook. I think they do struggle with Facebook censoring them.
Yeah, I heard they're having a lot of trouble.
Support those guys if you can. They're doing great stuff.
The one last podcast I definitely do want to mention is the Boondocks podcast with Hannah and Derek.
A favourite of mine as well.
Yes. It's they haven't, they're not so consistent.
They haven't done one for a month.
They've not been consistent, and we do wish they would continue and do come back because their podcast is brilliant.
It's brilliant.
They cover many subjects. They're very casual. They're a couple, a kind of minimalist style couple living in a tiny home and their own land. Yeah, living off grid. And they talk about subjects including things like the law of attraction, how they've managed to create the abundance. So they share the tools and the techniques they use to create the abundance they live in, their dream life. And they use the law of attraction for a lot of that, including their own relationship. So if you're interested in manifesting yourself a relationship or abundance in any sense, I'd definitely check out the Boondocks podcast.
I love those guys as well. Okay, what else? How about YouTube channels? What are your favorite spiritual YouTube channels?
I think that we should definitely begin with sort of the queen who really set me and Kelly for sure off, looking more deeper into ourselves and starting to question some of the ways we were brought up, some of the beliefs that we still carry. And that is, of course, Teal Swan. We was very, very lucky to get a chance, all three of us, in fact, to go see Teal Swan live last year in November. And her live synchronization workshop, which was literally my favorite thing I did last year. It was so much fun. And to see her in person and to feel the energy of that room, it was amazing.
It really was. Yeah.
But back to YouTube, she is a consistent content creator on YouTube. She's delivering free content every Saturday, sometimes even more. Sometimes two videos a week she'll post on YouTube, 100% free content. And she just comes with the most amazing knowledge, perspective, insight.
Yeah, really good channel. She's also got a website, which is you can subscribe to.
And, yeah, we're subscribed to the premium.
Yeah, I would really recommend Teal.
Is there any, like, just to go a bit more into detail, like, could you explain maybe to them, if they've never heard of Teal Swan, what kind of videos and content she's creating?
I think she's mostly creating content based around trauma and self-love and basically for people who are really struggling to want to be here on the planet, you know. She really is dealing with practical solutions with using spiritual knowledge, you know, to create practical solutions for you in your life and just to be happier. And I don't really think anyone else is really going there to the dark side. Like she doesn't, you know, she wants integration. And I think since learning about that, I think I really agree. Like,
she covers a lot of shadow work.
She really covers a lot, and I feel like, yeah, I've learned a lot about spirituality through her perspective.
And I think the fact that she does give so much free content, it's really good for, like, the first 2 years we didn't
put out.
Yeah, we didn't give a penny to Teal Swan for the first 2 years. And it was eventually, we, you know, last year we signed up for the premium. We really felt there was we wanted to support. And she has, like, just so much content on there. It's worth the money.
Intelligent, highly
intuitive
lady. And you should check her out.
She's very gifted.
Yeah, extremely. For sure. We've really gained a lot from that workshop, but just not that alone. It's the content she provides. It's insane. Yeah, her books, valuable.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
What other YouTube channels do we watch?
Any you got to Steph?
I've recently found a new one. This girl's really lovely. She's got like 21,000 subscribers, so not as many as half the other people I follow.
Roman.
But she's called The Transformational Butterfly, and she's just really, really sweet, really nice. Like, her video is very simple and I think are very good for newbies to spirituality.
Brilliant.
But I just really like her energy. I think she's really, really sweet.
And is she, I forgot to mention that Teal Swan is from Utah, America. And where is this lady from?
She's in England.
Oh, brilliant. So she's English, like us. Lovely.
And the Gem Goddess, who I think we all love.
Oh, yes, the Gem Goddess.
Aesthetically, her videos are great.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
She's on our subscription, Kelly. You have done her pick a card. She's a pick a card YouTuber. So she mostly focuses.
A lady on YouTube.
Yeah, she mostly focuses on the pick a cards.
Guys, follow her as well, actually, that are really good.
Another one is Freya Haley. I think I'm saying her name right. She's got quite a few subscribers, but she's in Australia. She's so hippie, like
bohemian vibes.
Yeah, her videos are really 60s 70s vibes. They've got that sort of vintage feel and color.
I love that.
And she's just completely like vegan, really lives like off the grid, kind of just like
inspirational,
you know. She's very open. If you follow her on Instagram, she's very open about her period and, you know, giving to nature. And she's just that complete, like, for such a young girl as well, she really has, it's like she's been plucked from like the hippie 60s.
Yeah, it's like amazing she's how these really young people have their shit totally together.
Yeah, she really does.
I just do love it when you can tell people are being super authentic and they're just not holding back, and they're just showing you the good, the bad, the ugly, the amazing, you know, because that's when you really feel like you can relate and connect to people. And it's so nice to find people who inspire you, so they're living a way that inspires how you want to live and make those changes in your life. Because sometimes you can be just so focused on where you are and you can forget, like, that you can aspire to be somewhere else, to be somewhere better, you know. And just finding people who are out there being authentic, living their best life, and showing an example that you could do for yourself, you know, with the manifesting and law of attraction. There's just so much good content out there right now that's so inspiring. And could you just remind us again the name of that channel in case anyone listened didn't catch?
Freya Healy.
Yeah, it's so super inspiring, and an Australian content creator there. And Kelly, did you have any other YouTubers that you would like to mention?
Okay, how about Trisha Paytas? Okay, don't you think that Trisha Paytas is part of the authenticity movement?
Hell yeah.
You know, I think it's really inspirational when people, whoever they are, just really put themselves out there, and they don't really think about how they're perceived by other people. Like, I feel so envious of people who are like this because I would like to be a bit more like this myself, you know? Yeah. So I really find, like, that kind of really out there person, like Trisha Paytas,
yeah,
you know, like, it's so inspiring. And, you know, like she really is like someone who cares about people and like is not afraid to really put her feelings out there, like no matter how they're going to be received or how or what people will like think about her. Okay, next we are going to talk about favorite books. What are your favorite spiritually related books? Can't say I've read many books myself. I'm not a book reader.
We do Steph's read a lot online though, so articles and websites.
I watch and listen to stuff mostly. Yeah. But I did read Till Swan's first book and her last book, and I'm trying to read the other two, but yeah, I'm not the most well-read person. I probably prefer
Like learning via video or audio
books.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that last Till Swan one, I just listened to the audio. So
was that the completion process?
No,
I read the completion process of hers. It was a brilliant book. Definitely recommend.
Yeah, I listened to the Anatomy of Loneliness. That was really good. Highly recommended. But I definitely need to read more books, including a book that Leanne got me probably about 2 years ago now that I still haven't read.
Yeah, I bought that book, The Power of Eight. Yeah, we for both Steph and Kelly. Neither of them have read it, but it's...
When we chose it for ourselves.
the lady who wrote The Power of Eight, and I'm kicking myself now because I cannot remember the name, her name for the life of me, but I know that she's an English woman.
It looks like an amazing book and I need to read it.
Yeah, it's all about healing people by the power of meditation using eight or more people. It's so interesting.
Like group prayer meditation. Yeah.
Yeah, really interesting. So we're definitely looking to go more into that. We will be starting a meditation group actually via the Lioness podcast, so if you're interested,
maybe we'll do some group meditation healing eventually, because
and that's the aim.
That is one of the reasons I want to read that book. The concept is just amazing.
We're super interested in.
I'll let you know about that after I read it, I guess.
Yeah, I think actually we're all going to read that sort of like a book club read, and
let's
then
do a book
we'll
club
do.
On that.
That'll keep us accountable. Then.
Yeah, we'll do a book club read, and that means we'll do a book club episode. So we'll let you know ahead of time we're reading
That'd
this book,
idea.
And then you can read it along with us, and then the next following week we can all talk
that
about
definitely
it.
Be our first one, yeah, for book club. Awesome.
Defo, we will have a book club series for sure, where the readers can read along with us and then we can all discuss what we read. Another book that I read the other day was the Linda Howe book, How to Read the Akashic Records. So I really highly recommend this book. I read it super quick.
Do you have the physical book?
Yeah, I have the physical book. Yeah, it's Amazon. It was like under £10, total steal. Definitely recommend it. I highly recommend it. It's such a good book, and I'll be working on this Akashic Record opening technique for the foreseeable, for sure. It's really interesting work, and I guess we could do an Akashic Record episode in the future.
For sure. Maybe after we've been up in there a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to get
so we're here.
I've got to meditate first.
Yeah. But, you know, that's what this podcast is all about, exploring, diving into, talking about these subjects. So we don't claim to be any professionals, but we're on our journey and we're just asking you join us too on yours.
Yeah, we're just trying to find out as much as we can, and we're just sharing it as we go.
Yeah. Although I'm an avid book reader, I'm not when it comes to spiritual books.
Would you say you mostly read like fiction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
YA.
Spiritually, like, I can read them if they're fictional.
Right, yeah.
So, like, The Alchemist is like a perfect example. It's a tiny book. It is a fable. It is a story.
Yeah.
But it has so much meaning behind it. Mm. I know that's a really well-known one, but I love it. There's another one that I'm really obsessed with, and I just wish that everyone would read it. It's a small book. It's called Love Does by Bob Goff, and it's stories of his life, and I'm still not 100% sure if these stories are true, because his life is just so wild, the life he's had.
Wow.
But I think it is. I think he's just had a really, really crazy life. And he references God, so I know it's not a lot of people's cup of tea, but he isn't very strict the church kind of religion. Like, he even says, you know, that's, I just read the Bible, read it as stories, I don't take it as these messages and stuff. But he's just such an inspiration, the way he lives his life, what he does, how he treats people, and how he just wants to live through love. And it's just, he's just such a great guy.
Super inspiring.
Yeah, I heard him on a podcast. It was on Lewis Howe's podcast. I did an interview with him and I was instantly obsessed. Found out he had a book, had to get the book, like, read it in a couple of hours. I just binge read it.
That's when you know it's good content, when you can really dive in.
He's just such a cool guy. So yeah, read that one, Love Does by Bob Goff. It's great.
I'm definitely going to check that out too, I think now.
I'm putting it on my list now. Love what?
Love Does.
That does.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
That he's sounds cool. Really cool.
Otherwise, I just read fiction because I want to escape life rather than live my life.
But there's still so much within fiction, you know, that you can bring so much value. I think, like, everything has – I think you can put a spiritual meaning to anything. And that's what we'll be doing here on the Lioness podcast. Baked beans, true. You heard us.
Another book that I wanted to mention, which I really want to read that you've got, is one by
Yvette Rose.
Yvette Rose, yeah. Yes. I'm so interested to read that. What's it called?
I've got it here, one sec, because I definitely – think it's worth mentioning for sure. It's basically like a metaphysical dictionary.
Isn't it like a metaphysical encyclopedia?
Oh, that one.
Of like your body and you know, everything that goes wrong, or any illness or injury you have is rooted in an emotional.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Basically, metaphysical anatomy. Your body is talking. Are you listening? Yeah, this is the one I want to read. And I think she has a few other books.
It is a massive book.
It's massive as well.
It's like a door stopper. Yeah,
it's basically like a go-to, like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I can look up that body part and try and work out what the emotional root cause of something is, basically. And
it's so good.
I just find it so interesting.
You know, you might be like, oh my God, my back is really hurting. But then you realize actually it's my left shoulder blade. And then you can literally look up a left shoulder blade and she'll tell you the emotional reason for that pain and what blockage is causing it, what emotional blockage is causing it. And it's always spot on. It's insane. And it will be like, crap, I do feel like that because I am dealing with this situation. And then she gives you exact reasoning why. So you don't feel so crazy. Like, why is my body falling apart? Yeah. It's because mentally you need to deal with some stuff, and it's just another sign. Yeah. That's another
people
sign
just accept, don't they, that they're ill. They don't think about the root cause and that they can maybe heal something emotionally. Like, it's just not well known at all. We're truly living in an emotional dark age still. And I just find this stuff so interesting. So not only that book, but probably all of her books I'm interested to read.
Yvette Rose, like, even if you are not in a position where you can afford to be splashing out on books and stuff, totally understandable. She has some amazing interviews, which gained a lot of knowledge and insight from. I love her personal story. So I definitely recommend looking up Yvette Rose interviews and just checking her out. She's a really, really inspiring person. She's an Australian woman as well, in case she was wondering. Yeah.
Really cool.
And yeah, so she also has a few volumes of that book, Metaphysical Autonomy and Anatomy, and she also has some other books on other subjects as well. So I haven't checked those out, but yeah, good one to mention that, Kelly.
Okay, let's move on then. Do you have any favourite sports or activities or hobbies? Let us know a little bit more about yourself. I'd say that none of us are really into sports, but Steph goes to the gym. Do you have a favourite sport?
A little gym bunny. Yoga now. I started August now, and I started in March, and now I'm obsessed.
Well, that's really cool that you're obsessed, because I think it's something me and Leanne are quite interested to maybe try out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I agreed today, I have to put a deposit down later to, I'm going to be teaching children.
Wow.
I'm going to do a course to teach children yoga. Yeah, they do it as an after school thing.
That's so cute.
Which I think, I mean, I'm not like the biggest kid lover. I just think it's a really great idea. It's really great to have children from such a young age learn to meditate and you know, get that peace of mind.
Yeah,
it's like, so I think it's transforming.
It's just becoming normal, isn't it? Meditation and yoga and these sorts of practices.
I don't know.
Maybe
much,
we'll do an online yoga club. Like,
yeah,
maybe that would be a cool idea for part of our Lioness group.
I don't know much about yoga, but I do like the idea of like connecting the mind, body, and spirit all in one moment.
It's
all about being present, brings you to the presence of your body.
Yeah, and I'd like to build some sort of strength. I've just noticed that, you know, I'm not as fit as I'd like to feel, maybe. Definitely need to get into, I'd like to get into something.
We do obviously look after the horses, so we have that sort of physical.
I have a fairly active lifestyle, but I mean, I want to feel stronger, you know. And I think maybe that's why yoga sort of interests me.
I'm really interested in just trying out some more out there things in the future. I'd love to try some kind of surfing or kite surfing or just something to get that adrenaline pumping.
Yeah, I've really been
really
enjoying
getting the physical, really feel and embrace an experience. I'm really looking to find something, and that's something maybe we can talk about more in the future when
I really want
that
to do
happens.
Fencing.
Oh, yeah, I like the idea of fencing.
I like the weird outfits. And it's the only sort of acceptable time you can swing a sword.
Right, so,
yeah. You can, like, live out your YA dreams.
Exactly.
What's YA?
Young adult fantasy books.
Oh, right.
Although I'm 26. That's still my go-to book.
Well, to be honest, like, that's my favourite genre as well.
Good.
For sure. Like, who doesn't think, who wants to read adult serious
stuff? I don't want to read serious stuff. I mean, you know.
Other than, like, personal growth.
Yeah, I struggle with the super serious stuff as well.
We are much more really in this place right now where we're so obsessed with finding out about self, digging deep, and these sort of spiritual subjects. So definitely think me and Kelly particularly do need to work more on having those physical hobbies or sports.
Yeah. And I've actually recently started mountain biking.
Yeah, you didn't mention that.
And it's really good. Yeah, I love that. So I want to do that more. And it is almost like a meditation when you really get into an exercise. I like that part of it as well. You can really just...
And it's quite
focus,
adrenaline filled.
You know, on the one thing. It's just really fun as well.
Yeah,
like going,
so it gets the adrenaline
going. Yeah, gets your adrenaline going, spend time with my boyfriend. And I would recommend mountain biking. It's really fun and really a good workout.
Yeah.
As long as you're doing those hills as well as, you know,
yeah,
careering down them.
And wearing a helmet, obviously, of course, for safety.
Right, yeah. So, do you want to mention anything about any activities, Leanne?
No, like I like walks in nature. I really do like a slow paced activity, to be honest. I'm not into running and gymming and biking, but I do definitely, like I mentioned already, really want to try out some water sports. I've been so drawn to the ocean and, like, watching people surf and kite surf, and it's like making me really want to do it. I follow an astrologer who surfs.
Being in the sea is really good for you.
Yeah.
But in the sea as well, like, oh, it does make you feel so good.
It's been calling me lately as well. So I just need to start listening to that inner call. And we live on an island, we're surrounded by beaches and oceans. So I really don't know what our excuse is. So we just need to.
Are so good for you.
Yeah,
yeah, we need to get out
the salt
there.
Salt water.
Yeah. We should have a beach trip and, like, rent some boards, girls, soon. Oh, do you know Let's do it before summer's
last
over.
Last year, we went to Bournemouth Beach. Do you remember? And
yeah.
It's so nice down there.
We should
do it. If we can get another hot day. Please bring us one more hot day for summer when we're
still
not
in summer, but let's say let's do that. We'll have a day and we'll be able to stay accountable for that by this podcast. So we promise you, before summer is over,
we're
the
going
Lioness
to the beach.
Girls will be going to the beach.
Even if it is in the wind and the rain.
Exactly.
That could be fun too.
It might be. Yeah.
Might help.
Okay, another interesting one. Can I ask you what your star signs are? Just the sun, moon and rising to give you a little picture of us. Okay, so we've already discussed that we're all
Leo sons. Yeah, so do you want to begin, Kelly?
Okay, and I also have a Virgo rising and a Virgo moon.
Very Virgo. Very earthy there. Very so Virgo. Earth and fire. What about you, Steph?
I am a Gemini moon and a Libra rising.
What?
Did you not know?
You're a Gemini moon.
Yeah. Did you not know that?
No. Why would I ever know that or guess that about Steph?
She does like to talk.
Yeah, right.
I feel my Gemini moon a lot.
Yeah.
I really do.
I feel Steph has really strong Gemini vibes, but to be honest, I find all three of us are very heavy in our moon energy.
Yeah.
I feel Kelly's very Virgo, her moon.
The most anxious person you'll ever meet in your life.
And I feel Steph is very her moon, and I'm my moon as well.
But what is your moon? Yeah,
you're
haven't
right.
even said.
My moon is Sagittarius, and I feel I'm very Sagittarious.
You are. So sad.
And my rising is Virgo, same as Kelly.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that both you guys have. So Kelly has two earth placements, one fire. Steph has two air placements, one fire. And I have two fire placements and one earth. So yeah it's
should.
A good
a
mix
of
no
of,
water.
Of
no wishy-washy. I'm joking. I'm a Cancer Venus, so.
Yeah, same.
It's pretty wishy-washy over here. But,
and I'm a Cancer Mercury, so yeah.
Well, that's cool though. Yeah, that's a little insight. I also wrote, what do we look like?
I guess that's like
so
it could be a what
you can imagine
you'd be wondering.
Us any which way right now, but what do we actually look like? Okay, so me and Steph are going to briefly describe Leanne.
Okay, that's
like.
A good way. I was going to say, because it's hard to describe yourself, right?
Okay, so Leanne, she is about 5'4". She's absolutely beautiful with an extremely symmetrical face.
She does. She really does.
She has the brightest smile in the room and the sparkly straight teeth to match.
Oh, God, you guys.
She's really lovely eyes. We had a creepy delivery guy. Look after your eyes.
I do get a lot of creepy compliments on my eyes. I'm not going to lie.
As you can imagine. She also has a lovely long hair. She's naturally dark, but she has some beautiful blonde highlights at the moment.
Dark hair, hazily eyes, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's everything. I'm very lean.
She's very small and lean and petite and cute. She just, that's what she looks
and
like.
And I'm very pale.
She's a light-skinned lady.
She never looks at her fake tan.
Yeah, not at the moment, but yeah. I do like to fake tan because then I'm protecting my skin. Also, I'm 31 now, so you're not trying
and
to get those aging wrinkles.
She does not look it, guys, so there.
Because that's the manifesting, you know, not believing in age will slow down your age.
And never believe it, and hopefully it'll never happen.
Okay, so now let's describe Kelly. Okay. Kelly has gorgeous long black hair.
Oh, I love Kelly's hair.
But she's naturally blonde, but she dyes it dark, very dark brown, black sort of colour. She has olive, naturally very tanned skin. She recently came back from holiday, so her skin is glowing.
I have just been to Tenerife, so.
She does have some of the clearest skin I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
She never wears face makeup. It's insane.
So jealous.
She has bright blue eyes, and they're very big and round.
And... this is my favourite part of the podcast.
She has full lips. Both me and Kelly have a similar lips.
About your
we
lips.
Have full lips.
How dare I miss that? Essential.
straight teeth. And she's quite tall. So she's Are you 5'7", 5'8"?
I'm 5'7".
5'7"?
Maybe 5'7" and a half.
Yeah. And again, lean. We're all lean.
We're all, yeah.
And she, yeah, I think that's.
I love look, touching Kelly's hair again. It's like Pocahontas hair.
It literally is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's right.
Gorgeous hair.
Talking about hair, let's talk about Steph's hair.
Okay.
Oh my god! Have you seen Goldilocks and the Three Bears? because it is a living image of it. Her hair
she is
so long and gorgeously naturally blonde.
Yeah.
And literally do have hair goals.
I think when I think of Steph's aesthetic and appearance, I think she's like literally the human form of Aurora, Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty.
You really do look like her. Because she's my favourite princess.
Yeah. But it's not just because she literally
it's your
is.
Aesthetic.
Yeah, she has the hair.
You're so feminine and you really exude that like feminine energy, which I like. That's
nice. And like Aurora, she has like the sort of long limbs.
Very long and slim.
And I think actually we all very long limbed, and that's possibly because we could be Palladian starseeds, but we'll go into that on another episode.
That's for another podcast.
But yeah, so
which alien
again,
where I see you from?
Steph, you're also quite tall, like Kelly.
5'5" and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the long limbs. It's because my legs are.
Yeah, and it's. I think I have that look too. People always think I'm taller than I am because we have the long limbs. Palladians, I'll mention again, but yeah, we'll go into that another time. Yeah, sure. Steph, again, has gorgeous blue eyes. And she's always wearing her fashionable glasses. which give her that
ones.
Really cute, innocent Ivory
librarian
books vibe. Yeah.
That's what she's going for, clearly.
Yeah, I love
it. I have a choice of
blind. But it's a really cool look. So lots of people. We do have a customer who we was convinced for some time was like copy and Steph.
My twin.
Yeah, because like every time she'd come in, she'd be looking more and more like Steph. And then so she eventually had the exact same glasses, the exact same hair, and then she started dating the guy Steph fancied.
Yeah, she's not my man.
Yes.
What the hell?
She
never knew I existed.
Jesus.
We even have the same clothes.
I know. It's like literally crazy. So.
And she worked in the bookshop, which I was envious of. Book lover.
Yeah.
What a bitch.
Yeah. She's really nice, though.
She was really nice. And
really nice.
Now we're kind of friends with her. So we won't
she's
mention names.
She's probably listening to this podcast.
Hey,
girl.
We won't mention names, but yeah, she totally stole Steph's aesthetic.
Boyfriend.
You can't blame her.
One thing I'll mention about what we look like is that we actually all have Leanne has two, but we all have one tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, we all got together.
Yes. About 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's about 2 years ago now.
It was. My phone gave me the reminder the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
It doesn't feel that long ago at all.
So I got a white rose on my right arm.
On the inside of your right arm.
On the inside of my right arm. And what did you get, Kelly?
I got the Death logo on my ribs. The death metal band from the 90s with Chuck Schuldiner, one of my favourite bands of all time. And I literally got their old school logo on my rib cage.
It looks so cool.
And I love it still.
You're so good with that pain.
I know. Like, she got the biggest one and she was the most chill.
The pain's not as bad as
I got the smallest one and I was screaming the place down. But that's because I just don't have a good pain threshold.
Yeah, mine didn't really have.
You
were
just
like
sitting there.
My location, mine's on the inside of my arm.
Yeah, you've got
a
bit more skin.
And it's more hard.
Right on the bone, yeah.
Right on the bone.
So what did you get, Steph?
I have lived 1,000 lives, which is a George R. Martin quote, even though I haven't actually read any of the Game of Thrones books.
That's okay.
You've watched the series.
It's not a quote from the book, so at least it's that. It was just he said in an interview about every time he reads a book, it's like living another life. And yeah. that really resonated with me. That is what I feel, is that escape
yeah.
of picking that up a book and disappearing. Well. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be that person.
It's literally Steph. Yeah. Like, so,
that is beautiful.
I had Steph break down every book she's reading to me because it's just like hearing a mini story every time. And I don't even have to read the book, you know, just get the breakdown from Steph.
It's really handy.
Hey, well, I think we will have to start closing up the podcast soon.
Yeah, I think we'll close up this one. Maybe we'll just mention a few topics that we possibly will cover in the future.
Definitely. And do
just
feel
to keep
free.
Your interest, and hopefully you'll come back and listen past this first one.
And definitely feel free to message us any ideas or suggestions that you might have for subjects for the podcast or anything you want to know.
Yeah, get in touch. So in the future we'll be covering loads of subjects, I think, like with
numerology,
everything we're interested in. Yeah.
Tarot, meditation,
chakras,
consciousness,
Reiki
in general.
Yeah.
Self-healing and
inner child work, shadow work.
Yeah. You know, and also talking about spirituality in practical terms, and like money and mortgages and lifestyle.
Yeah, culture as well. So bringing
Everything spiritual and bringing it into the physical, really. Yeah.
Kind of talking about literally any subject and then looking at it from a spiritual perspective.
Yeah,
so,
I think that is what we do, and that's why we wanted to start this podcast.
So that's why we literally throw any subject at us, and we will try and break that down.
All kind of experiences that we've had. We've worked in the music industry, you know, like we have lots to talk about. Aliens, psychedelics, you know, so much I want to talk about. I have literally a long list of things, and so we're excited about that.
We cannot wait to dive in.
We hope you'll join us.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening to this first episode of the Lioness Podcast. We are so happy to be here, and we've been planning this for a long, long time, so it's so good to finally get together and begin.
Yeah, well, we've really enjoyed this, and we will speak to you soon.
Yeah, so have a great week, and we will see you next week. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.